Committee of the Rules together. My script says April 29th, so just checking.
Oh, I changed it.
We need to have a work session for the purpose of considering a drafting request. We have a public hearing and a possible work session. We have a member here, and we have a couple other possible work sessions. So I'm going to open a work session for the purpose of considering a measure drafting request. Senator Clarno.
Yes, Madam Chair. I move we introduce the measure drafting request, a memorial for Mr. Maxey at the request of Senator Gordley.
Senator Clarno has moved that we approve the drafting request for the Maxey family that would be a memorial at the request of Senator Gordley. Is there any objection to that request? Hearing and seeing none, so ordered. Thank you. Open a public... What do you need? Okay. Okay, all right, send it in. Great. Open a public hearing and possible work session on House Bill 3058. Senator Dukes, come on forward.
Madam Co-Chair, Senator HB 3058 deletes the requirement that military identification cards, when they're used as proof of age for purchase of alcoholic beverages, contain a physical description of the person. This bill also declares an emergency, takes effect upon passage.
Thank you, Madam Chair, committee members. I'm Joan Duke, State Senator from District 16, and as some of you have already mentioned, this bill looks familiar. This would be our third session working on this one. We'll keep going until we get it right, I guess. This time it's not our fault. We decided sometime, two sessions ago, that we wanted to be a military personnel to be able to use their military ID as an acceptable identification for purposes of purchasing alcohol in Oregon. And we didn't get it quite right the first session, so we fixed it last session. And now, but we fixed it by saying U.S. military ID and other forms of ID if they had several things on them, one of which was a physical description. They also have to have a photo and a date of birth, but they had to have a physical description. And the U.S. military has now started issuing IDs to their personnel that do not have physical descriptions on them. So my friend here is from the OLCC is going to explain the fine points to you. It appears that if we leave that situation alone, that the OLCC will be required to send out notices to all of its agents telling them that they can no longer accept military ID for purposes of purchasing alcohol, and they will do that just about the time we're starting Rose Festival. That's why you have a that's why you have an emergency clause on the end of a thing. It's something I don't normally care for, but it is something of an emergency. So we're back, and this time we're going to simply state in the statute that the U.S. military identification card is acceptable identification for purposes of purchasing alcohol in Oregon. So in the future, unless they get rid of the card, we shouldn't have to be back again visiting this.
Thank you, Senator Dukes. Question, Senator Atkinson.
Do you anticipate the military to drink alcohol?
Madam Chair, Senator, that's... I'm told they do. Is that safe enough?
Follow up, please.
Does the dog tag count?
Madam Chair, Senator, no. Has to be the official U.S. military identification card.
I have so many more questions to ask, but I'll spare everyone.
Well, Senator Atkinson, I don't want you to restrain yourself.
No, please restrain me.
Any other questions of Senator Dukes? Thank you, Senator Dukes.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members. Good afternoon. My name is John Steubenwald. I'm the Communications Director for the Oregon Liquor Control Commission. Madam Chair and members, we appreciate the committee's prompt action on this bill. It was only 3 to 4 weeks ago that OLCC was informed by the federal government that, in fact, this change was underway. And, of course, at that time, we realized that Rose Festival was just around the corner. So So we had discussions with Senator Dukes, and were able to, Senator Dukes was able to get this bill promptly scheduled and moved through the House, and it now appears before you in a very, very timely manner. Quite simply, what has happened in the last 2 years since the Legislative Assembly most recently addressed this issue is the federal government has deleted the physical description from the new military ID. That's the part of the ID that would say, for example, 6 foot, 180 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. So the current statutory language would not permit the new military ID to be used as a standalone piece of ID to purchase alcohol. This bill simply statutorily fixes that problem. Be happy to respond to questions.
Any questions? If not, close the public hearing on 3058A and open work session on 3058A. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Senator Barr moves 3058A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so moved. Now open a work session on House Bill 2763. Mr.
Members, House Bill 2763, you have seen several times before. This is the bill that sets filing fees for including a candidate's portrait statement in a county voter's pamphlet. You have the dash one amendments, which were the consensus amendments developed by the Special Districts Association and the League of Oregon Cities. You have further communications on it that I supplied in your packets from League of Women Voters and from
committee members.
County Clerks Association.
Do we have a sign-up sheet?
This is a work session. We have no sign-up sheet.
No sign-up sheet. I'm sorry. On this bill, 2763, do you want to take a look at it, gentlemen, and see if you're ready? We're in a work session.
We're ready to do the dash one amendments.
Any discussion on the dash one amendments?
Is everybody's okay with this?
Madam Chair, thank you for allowing me to check. I checked with my county clerks, and they like the dash one amendments.
Senator Corcoran,
good to go.
Good to go.
Madam Chair, I move the dash one amendments in the House Bill 2763.
Senator Beyer moves the dash one amendments to House Bill 2763. Any discussion? Any objection? Not so moved.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2763 to the floor with a due pass recommendation as amended.
You like those?
Senator Beyer moves House Bill 2763 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation as amended. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so moved. Close the work session on Senate House Bill 2763.
Give a carrier for that.
Carrier. Senator Beyer, do you want to carry that one? Senator Atkinson. Senator Corcoran, will you carry that bill? Senator Corcoran will carry that bill.
And I'm assuming for the OLCC bill, you'd like to have Senator Dukes carry that one.
Yes, please.
That would be a senator.
Okay, House Bill, work session on House Bill 3264A.
Madam Co-Chair, members, House Bill 3264A, you looked at earlier this week. The amendments were the dash A4 amendments, which were distributed during the meeting. I've described that in the summary. In general, the bill eliminates the requirement that the state forester approve forestry operation plans.
Okay.
Go to recess.
Now this time, Pam, you can shut off the machine because we don't have a quorum to do anything.
I'm going to open a work session on a bill, House Bill 2763.
You'll need to suspend
it. Madam Chair.
To even do that, okay.
Yeah. Madam Chair.
Senator Atkinson.
I would move that we would suspend the rules to pull back House Bill 2763.
Senator Atkinson has moved that we suspend the rules in order to pull back House Bill 273 to take a little peek at it.
2763.
Isn't that what I said?
No, you said 273.
2763. Right. I'm sorry.
Dachshund. Yeah.
Is there any discussion on that motion? Is there any objection to that motion?
Hearing and seeing no objections, it is so ordered.
Now work session.
Senator Atkinson.
We are in work session now on
House Bill 2763.
House Bill 2763. Judy, please forgive me, but I would like to insert on line 5 a conceptual amendment of the dash 1 amendment. Two words, two little words. The words are or county. I would like the words or county inserted after the word city on line 5. So the line 5 reads nomination or election to a city or county office at the primary or general election, Madam Chair.
Yeah.
Senator Atkinson has moved that we add to the dash 1 amendments to House Bill 2763 the words or county. So line 5 shall now read nomination or election to a city or county office at the primary or general election. Is there any discussion on that motion?
So the two words we're adding is or county.
Or county.
Okay.
So again, line 5 on the dash 1 amendments to House Bill 2763 shall read nomination or election to a city or county office at the primary or general election. Any discussion? Any objection to that motion?
Discussion, please.
Yes. Discussion. Senator Clarno.
Do we usually not do conceptual amendments? We usually don't.
Not with the door open.
We just don't tell Judy. We do them all the time.
You're not doing a conceptual amendment. You have an amendment. You're amending amendments.
We are amending amendments.
Conceptual amendments. Do we usually do conceptual amendments?
No. We are amending amendment. This is nothing conceptual about it.
No. The answer is no, Senator Clarno. I did do it this morning.
I think I'm getting the runaround is what I think. Go ahead.
Okay. Any further discussion? Is there any objection to that amendment to the dash 1 amendments to House Bill 2763? Seeing none, it is so ordered. Senator Atkinson.
Madam Chair, I would move House Bill 2763 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Atkinson has moved House Bill 2763 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing and seeing none, it's so ordered. Where did you put the carrier? Senator Corcoran has volunteered to be the carrier. Is that correct?
See, conceptually.
Thank you. Close the work session on House Bill 2763, and we're in recess.
For how long?
Two page. They are dated with today's date. They would increase the maximum civil penalty for violation of the Forced Practices Act from $5,000 to $10,000. This amendment also amends the dash A version. If you were to adopt this amendment with any other amendment, we would need to go get a consolidating amendment from legislative council.
Okay. It appears that we are going to need further discussion and make sure that we have the votes to pass this bill. So at this point in time, we're going to close the work session. Okay. We'll close the work session on House Bill 3264. And any further business to come before the committee?
I think it's going to be risky because we might be signy-died by then.
Damn, we might be out of the building. That's why I got this Hawaiian shirt on. We're out of here now.
With that, we're going to close. We're going to get it the hell out of here before somebody kills each other. We're adjourned.
All right.